Well, hello, everyone. I don't know if you noticed the weather reports in Colorado recently, but yep, we're getting snow. Of course, I guess that's to be expected when you live at 9,000 feet. Well, hope everyone's doing great. I was looking at the news over the weekend and noticed some media reports about the upcoming vote. You know, that's one of our great privileges as an American is to get out there and vote and make a difference. The challenge, though, it seems, especially each and every year, that it's getting more and more difficult to actually determine what the facts are and to be able to, you know, make those right decisions. And so I thought it might be important today to kind of go through my views on how we might be able to take some of that confusion of those dramatic issues, complex things we're all facing as a nation that are coming up to vote, whether it be a program, a project, or a candidate, and how we might be able to offer a solution to communicate it more effectively. As I said, there's been some press reports recently about confusion by folks, and it's not just those who vote regularly. It's those who follow the news and those who simply feel a civic duty to stay informed. Just about everyone says that the issues are becoming more complicated. And unfortunately, it has a lot to do with the spin. You know, politicians and issue and project advocates spin everything. And all of us have to wade through so much to find the truth. Well, here's what I recommend, and it's a philosophy that we believe in here in Perenia and Associates. And we're actually working with two clients right now. One is a individual that is up for re-election, and the other issue is a facility that the vote will determine whether or not it's built in a community or not. So for both of those, our view is the solution is to honestly explain in a straightforward manner to show value, in this case, value for reelecting the candidate and value for saying yes to the recreational facility. Also, we believe that another key message is to describe the investment for making the right decision for both of those cases. The challenge is, with any of these issues, is that you have to start with a foundation. And I think that's important. And so when you're going to work these kinds of things and you're going to be on the other end where you have to make a decision, I think it's important for those of us who work behind the scenes that we build a foundation. We've got to build a foundation, and it's got to come early on. And I'm saying anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months. It's very difficult to try to do this with 1 or 2 weeks before folks go into the voting booth, though I've seen people try that. I think you also have to organize and plan. I think that's one of the most critical aspects of it, is lay out your plan and what it is that you want to do and have it in place before you get communicating around all of the aspects and in all of those people that you want to inform and educate. And like I said, you have to establish a need. I think it's important that folks react to a need. And that is something that I don't see a lot when I look at some of the issues and some of the candidates. Critical, critical. All hands on deck. Be honest. I think that's really, really important. Focus on credibility and integrity, whether it's a candidate or whether it's an issue. Some other thoughts that come to mind that are important when one lays out a communication strategy is you've got to have one voice. One voice, and that's critical for success. And coming with that one voice is the consistency. Consistency in what's being said, consistency in the actions that are taking place. And without those two, having a voice that's is a major element of the strategy, and not having that consistency really, really can muck things up. A third thing that I would recommend is repetition. You've got to be able to communicate it again and again and again. I know from surveys that people only listen effectively 25% of the time. We're all busy. We may only catch part of that television commercial, or we get interrupted when we're trying to read the op-ed piece that explains that candidate's views or why it's important to support that issue. And so you've got to be able to come at it again and again, and you have to have time to do that, and you have to layer it. I think it's also important that the information is clear. That's why I said it's got to be straightforward manner. I believe let the voter decide. Lay out the facts and the figures, and then let the individual voter decide. As I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to mention it again because I'm doing that repetition here to make a point, it's essential to establish a need. Like I said, why should we reelect that candidate? Why should we support that community center? And I think where some of the strategies fail, and I think it's okay to be able to add this element, it's important. It's not about spin here. This is about explaining in a fact-based manner a call to action. In this case, for my two examples, the call to action is to vote yes, reelect the candidate, and yes, support the facility. So I don't know that we have to put a bunch of confusion and name-calling and negativity. We all know that when you look at most of the statistics today around the nation, those in the end don't work. You know, keep the high ground. Stay out of the muck. I guess my parting shot would be, when people start saying, yep, we know, you can celebrate that you have communicated effectively. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. Like I said, voting is a right. We've earned it as a nation. It's in our deepest roots. If you're not registered, get registered. Please vote. Take the time to understand the issues. And thanks for your time today listening to this podcast. If you want more information about our firm, you can go to www.perriniassociates.com. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. Or you can simply, like in the old days, just give us a call. We'd like to hear your thoughts, and we can help you. Until next time.